I was recently discussing Morocco and its citizens with a few friends of mine, and we were talking about how lucky Moroccans are. And guys, most people think I exaggerate how amazing Morocco is. I really am not. I really am not exaggerating. Morocco is a wonderful place. Probably one of the most developed African countries and most developed countries in the world. We're talking about how fortunate the people in Morocco are to be in a place where they don't have to worry about the lights going out. One, internet is very affordable. Yes, Wi-Fi is very cheap. Portable water, amazing. Good road connectivity. I'm not exaggerating any of these. That brings us to the podcast for today. Gratitude. Salam alaikum. Man Zakin. Buenos dias, buen día, guten tag, bonjour, bonsoir, habari, jambo, weso, mache, majo. So, when you actually have something, we have the tendency to overlook the importance of it. It's very normal. Guys, I mean, you have 10 fingers. When was the last time you actually woke up and you were like, I'm grateful for these fingers? And yes, I can flex my fingers. When was the last time you woke up and said you were grateful for your fingers? When was the last time you actually woke up and said, I'm grateful for the ability to see? When was the last time you woke up and said, I'm grateful for the ability to hear? I was talking about my daughter to a friend, and my friend said, Prince, you should be really grateful that you have a daughter who is not a headache. I was like, but why? And she said, you think it's normal to have a daughter who listens when you talk? At their age? My daughter is turning 2, so if you know, 2 is when they have their first puberty, as Mrs. Anita Nenone would say. Honestly, we often take a lot of things for granted. I do that. I'm pretty sure you don't. Yes. Raise your hand and show me how sanctified you are. Really, we take a lot of things for granted. Things that are precious in the eyes of others, we take for granted. I think it was Daniel Sapong, who said, a blessing is everything you have that someone else is praying for. And also, a blessing is everything you don't have that somebody is praying to get out of. Guys, go and follow that guy, Daniel Sapong. Go and follow him. And I'll just ask Fuba to tag him in this so that he can also come and see how we're using his content. There are so many things that we have that other people will be praying and dying for. There are other things that we don't have that people are also praying to get out of. And as human beings, I think that the least that we can actually do is to be grateful. Now, bear in mind, when I talk about gratitude, I am in no way talking about being satisfied with what you have. Gratitude and satisfaction are two different words. Gratitude simply means you recognize what you have, and you recognize that even though it might not be all that you want or need, it is something. Satisfaction is saying, I'm okay with it and I don't need more. That's different. That's very different. In as much as we aspire to have more, to be more, and to do more, the ultimate goal is to be grateful for whatever we are able to achieve. Whatever we are able to become, whatever we are able to do or have. Because without it truly, then we would live our lives forever unhappy. Because happiness simply comes from the ability to be grateful. I think it was the greatest coach in the world, Mr. Markatram, who said, you cannot be grateful and have a negative emotion at the same time. Guys, try it. All right, let's take a few seconds here. Think of one thing you are most grateful for. It might be the life of your mother, the life of your daughter, your son, the life of your husband, the love that you feel from your children. It might be the fact that you have a roof over your head, you have food on the table, the fact that you are in a place where you must not worry about the next war, about an atomic bomb landing on your head. You're in a place where tomorrow is almost guaranteed. Take a few seconds here, right in this podcast. Yes, this is not a to-do exercise at home. Think about it. Be grateful for that. Think about how lucky, blessed you must be, or you are. In that very moment, can any negative emotion penetrate that? If you're being grateful for it, not satisfied, not saying that's all I want, but being grateful. You know, as a believer, I think one of the easiest ways to be grateful is to actually show thankfulness for something. So when we are grateful for something, what do you say? Thank you. That is why as believers, we often say, thank God, or as a Muslim would say, Alhamdulillah. But showing the thankfulness towards whoever you think is responsible for that, or sometimes just saying thank you, institutes the system of gratitude in your life. Not only should we be grateful for what we have, we should also be grateful for the people that we find around us. And I, for one, am extremely grateful for the people I have. Most definitely, if you're watching this podcast, then you should be grateful for the people I have around me significantly. Fuba Komivi. Thank you. And he's here. Thank you. He's doing this. Thank you. And thank you to all the people I can't even mention here who have contributed in no small means. Every contribution to me is major. I'm also extremely grateful for the people of this country called Morocco, the Kingdom of Morocco, whose kindness and hospitality have made it such that we are able to live in peace here. So I'm grateful for that as well. Today, the question is, what are you going to be grateful for each day? And are you going to make gratitude a habit or a one-time event? Until I come your way next time, have a wonderful rest of your week. My name is Prince Tego. Cheers.